From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. A new effort today to resolve the conflict in Ukraine. Russian and Ukrainian officials meet with Russian-backed separatist leaders and international monitors in Minsk, Belarus. A proposed ceasefire tops their agenda. As NPR's Soraya Sohadi-Nelson reports from the eastern Ukrainian city of Mariupol, the talks come a day after a Ukrainian border guard vessel was attacked.
Ukrainian officials blamed Russian-backed separatists for the attack on the border guard vessel that was patrolling in the Sea of Azov. The separatist fighters last week launched an offensive along the coastline and now control several towns and villages here. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, meanwhile, called for an immediate ceasefire to be negotiated at the talks in Minsk. He demands Ukrainian troops leave positions from which they can, quote, harm the civilian population. Russian President Vladimir Putin is also calling on Ukraine to hold immediate talks with the separatists about statehood for the besieged regions in eastern Ukraine, although a spokesman later said Putin was not talking about sovereignty for the region the separatists call New Russia. Soraya Sohadi-Nelson, NPR News, Mariupol.
U.S. lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are calling on President Obama to take strong action against Islamic State extremists. Senator John McCain tells CBS's Face the Nation the U.S. needs to make a bigger military commitment to defeat them.
I think that it requires additional U.S. troops, not ground combat units, but it's going to require some more special forces. It's going to require some more forward air controllers. It's going to require some more advisors for training.
Meanwhile, the UN Human Rights Council is holding a special session on the situation in Iraq. Baghdad's human rights minister today told the 47-member forum the Islamic State has committed barbaric acts and is a transnational phenomenon that threatens all nations. President Obama is spending part of his Labor Day in Wisconsin. Chuck Quirnbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports the president will speak to union leaders in Milwaukee.
The president is expected to speak to several thousand union members at an annual event called Labor Fest. Leaders of the Milwaukee Area Labor Council say they appreciate President Obama backing an increase in the minimum wage. Council Executive Board Member Joe Ulahan now wants the president to promise to stop deporting nonviolent, undocumented employees because Ulahan says many of those workers want to form a union.
They're having a lot of trouble at work, and they know that the union is the answer. But they won't stand up because maybe not themselves, but a family member or someone they know is vulnerable.
Some Republicans in Congress say dramatically reducing deportations would be a security nightmare. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quirnbach in Milwaukee.
Growth in the Eurozone's manufacturing sector slowed more than expected last month to a 13-month low. The closely watched Market Survey blames escalating tensions between Russia and Ukraine. This is NPR. New restrictions on abortion providers in Louisiana are on hold. They take effect today, but a federal judge says they can't be enforced until a new hearing. So doctors and clinics that break the law can't be sued for the time being. At issue, a requirement that doctors who perform abortions have admitting privileges at a local hospital. The same restriction in Texas has been struck down, and as NPR's John Burnett reports, Texas is appealing.
To no one's surprise, the Republican State Attorney General Greg Abbott, who's running for governor, on Saturday filed an appeal to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, one of the most conservative in the country. On Friday, Austin Federal Judge Lee Yackel threw out new restrictions on abortions in Texas. He said they put unreasonable obstacles in the path of a woman's right to an abortion and may have shut down a dozen clinics. The new rules require clinics that perform abortions to upgrade to ambulatory surgical centers and doctors who perform abortions to gain admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. Republican lawmakers who passed the bill last year say the safeguards are necessary to protect women's health. Abortion rights advocates say the new measures are simply an attempt to eradicate access to abortion in Texas. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.
In Ferguson, Missouri, police officers are now wearing body cameras to capture a record of incidents. The move comes after the shooting death of unarmed 18-year-old African-American Michael Brown and the unrest that followed. Police and witnesses had differing accounts of what happened before Brown was killed. Police say he struggled with the officer. Witnesses say Brown held up his hands in surrender when he was shot several times. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.